President Xi Jinping says China always supports the development path chosen by Cuba and its efforts to protect national sovereignty. He made the remarks in a phone conversation with his Cuban counterpart, Miguel Díaz-Canel. Díaz-Canel says Cuba is willing to deepen cooperation and play an active role in promoting relations between Latin America and China. President Xi Jinping says China is ready to work with Ecuador to enhance bilateral cooperation and create more benefits for their peoples. He made the remarks in a phone conversation with his Ecuadorian counterpart, Guillermo Lasso. Xi Jinping also says China is willing to expand the scale of imports from Ecuador. Witnesses say five rockets have been fired at Kabul airport in the Afghan capital. It comes as the evacuation of U.S.-led troops is underway. There is no report of casualties yet. The Taliban has not confirmed the incident. The Taliban is denouncing the U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan. Senior leader Abdul Haq Wasiq says the airstrikes violated the Doha Agreement inked last year. The U.S. military also launched a drone strike against the terror group in Nangarhar province. The Chinese foreign minister has called on the United States to work with the international community to provide economic and humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan. During a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Wang Yi warned that the hasty withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops is likely to provide an opportunity for the resurgence of terrorism in Afghanistan. He added that the U.S. side should respect the sovereignty and independence of Afghanistan and take practical action to help the country to control terrorism and stop violence. At least one person has been confirmed dead after the powerful Hurricane Ida made a landfall in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana. The hurricane has triggered a massive blackout across the two states. Former IOC President Jacques Rogge has died aged 79. The Belgian became the eighth president of the International Olympic Committee in 2001, serving until 2013, after which he became honorary president and continued to be involved with the organization. Rogge had a lifelong passion for sport, representing Belgium in rugby and also becoming a world champion in sailing. Official figures show that China's domestic job market has remained stable for the past 7 months, although some key groups still have trouble finding work. Data from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security indicates that about 8.2 million new jobs were created in urban areas, up 23% year-on-year. China's education authorities say no paper and pencil exams should be arranged for first and second graders in primary schools. It is part of the efforts to reduce the pressure faced by students. The Ministry of Education is also asking schools to control the difficulty of examinations. U.S. sci-fi action film Free Guy continues to lead the Chinese mainland box office. The movie raked in over 60 million yuan, or nearly 10 million U.S. dollars on Sunday. It follows a bank teller who discovers he is actually a background player in an open-world video game. It's been announced that the Universal Beijing Resort will open to the public later this month. The theme park involves investment of some 8 billion U.S. dollars. It is the world's largest Universal Studios.